You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back into the 7 o'clock hour of Sports Talk. Big news for you. You can now stream WWL Sports Talk and our time-shifted podcast on Odyssey, TuneIn, and the iHeartRadio app. Listen to the shows you love and the local content you crave when you want and how you want on Odyssey, the TuneIn app, or also the iHeartRadio app. Looking over at Pittsburgh, was keeping an eye on the Pirates-St. Louis Cardinals game because Paul Skeens was pitching. Well, he has gone five innings, allowed no runs, struck out five, walked one, and it's still scoreless, 0-0 in the top of the sixth inning. But the Pirates have yanked Paul from the game. Really seems questionable to me why you...
What was this pitch count at?
Let's see.
It might have been running up and, like, listening. The modern MLB...
88?
Oh, wow. I mean... That's such...
Maybe like they feel like he's worn down a bit and they're trying not to tax him.
Yeah, there's that. It's a long season and everything. But, I mean, 85-plus pitchers through five is typically like you may run a guy back out there. Teams in the modern MLB, Steve, you know this. We both watch baseball. I'm an Astros fan. You're a Yankees fan. They don't like pitchers throwing 100-plus pitchers, especially starters. And, you know, that's a criticism of modern pitchers and everything like that, is that there's all these injuries and that pitchers aren't learning to pitch. They're just learning to throw. I know that Justin Verlander's talked a little bit about that, and he said that's kind of what's contributed to the amount of Tommy John surgeries that you've seen in recent years with all these talented young athletes that are pitching in the MLB. But like, you don't want to really tax a guy, especially midway point of the season. MLB season's 162 games, Steve. I know that starters only play once every five nights typically as part of a rotation, but... You know, it's a July game against St. Louis. Yes, he could probably go back out there, but I can understand at 88 why in the modern day MLB they would pull him.
I mentioned that Paul Skeens' previous outing, he had a rough one, ended up getting the loss 4-2 at Milwaukee. After that game, the Pirates have been on a tear, winning four straight. They've won 9-1, 9-2, 12-1, 7-0. And now, once again, Paul's on the mound. He gets no run support. Just brutal for the poor guy.
I feel so bad for Paul Skeens. We've started the hashtag Save Paul Skeens. Bring him to a real team like the Houston Astros and just get him out of Pittsburgh. Because the issue with Pittsburgh, and we've talked about this, Steve, is that they have the money to spend. They just don't spend it. It's just like, why would you not support the most electric young pitcher in baseball? We've also mentioned this, that baseball fans that watch the MLB on a nightly basis can go back and forth, right? They'll see Paul Skeens pitch, and they're like, this is the best pitcher in baseball. And then the next night, they'll see, you know, the Detroit Tigers pitch, and you see play, and you see Tarik Skubal pitch. This is the best pitcher in baseball. For me, Hunter Brown and the Houston Astros, you see him pitch. This is the best pitcher in baseball. There's so much outstanding young talent, but with Skubal and Brown...
I wish I could say that about one of the Yankees guys right now.
Yeah, there's nobody quite like that on the Yankees rotation, unfortunately. Gerrit Cole's another one of the... He had Tommy John as well, so that's unfortunate for him. But seeing Skubal and Brown go out and pitch you know, at the top of their rotations and be at the top of the AL, right, with the Detroit Tigers and Houston Astros. And then you see Paul Skene's pitch, and he's just like, he's fantastic too, but the Pirates can't give him anything. He's not working with anything, Steve. You know, it's shocker he didn't get any run support again because the Pirates can't swing a baseball bat.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what's going to go on with that, but I know they've got him, you know, locked up for a long time, and I just don't feel like he's going to be a guy that's going to go to the organization and demand to be traded out of there.
Yeah, I know. Paul Skene's is a good dude, and he's going to be patient. I don't think he's the type that would demand a trade in the second year of his career.
Right.
But just unfortunate to see such a talent he kind of wasted. Granted, we saw that with the Angels for the past decade as well, wasting Mike Trout, who's one of the best talents of this generation. And then same thing with Shohei Ohtani before he went to a real organization at the Dodgers and finally won his first championship this past season. So, I mean, the gap between the haves and the have-nots in MLB is large, but it's not for lack of money with some of these organizations. It's just for lack of spending and having cheap owners, and that's what the Pirates have.
Talking about some of the great pitchers, too, in the MLB right now, how about the kid Jacob Mizorowski and what he's been able to do lately?
Yeah, with the Brewers. He's been awesome.
He was dueling with Paul Skene's that game, and, well, he just had Paul had a bad outing.
Right, and it's one of the rare outings where Paul Skene's will give up over a couple runs in his start. So, he's been fantastic as well. And wasn't he the LSU commit before he got drafted out of high school?
Right, exactly. So he's 3-0 right now with a 1.13 ERA.
And he would have been on that 2023 team, right?
Would have had an Natty.
So you would have had Paul Skene's, Jacob Mizorowski, and Ty Floyd on the same weekend rotation for LSU baseball. You remember the first year with Jay Johnson where LSU had a lack of pitching in his first season leading the program?
He's never going to let that happen again.
He quite literally said, I think after they won the championship in 2023, that he was never going to have that problem again and that he was always going to prioritize having the best pitchers, the best pitching staff that he possibly could. And then you see what Nate Yeske did with this past year's pitching staff as the pitching coach for LSU, making Cade Anderson the potential number one overall pick this upcoming MLB draft, which is about a week and a half away. And then Anthony Ianson transfers from UC San Diego and is a complete stud for this LSU Tiger team in the Saturday spot for game twos of weekend rotations. And then you have someone like Chase Schwartz that starts out as a starter, and they decide, okay, we're going to move you into the bullpen for the postseason, and he's electric in that role where he can just really cut it loose. So, and that's not even mentioning some of the other pitchers that really stepped up in their like freshman campaigns, like a Cason Evans, who was fantastic, and Cooper Williams, who was great down the stretch too from the left side. So, LSU, I think under Jay Johnson, we talked with Buddy Sanjay about this in the first hour of the show, dating all the way back to, you know, 4:30 or whenever he said it, that Jay Johnson really can be the Nick Saban of college baseball. And the thing that he will continue to build year after year, because it's proven to win in Omaha, great pitching staffs, great defense. And then if you get the timely hits, that's all it really takes to win baseball games at the college level. But having great pitching always beats great hitting. We know that as baseball fans. We've watched baseball for a long time. And that's what he's always going to prioritize.
I think we got to take our saying of "In Jay We Trust" and put that on some T-shirts. And next time we go to the box,
we love Jay Johnson. He's fantastic.
Can't say enough about him.
He's fantastic. He's great with us too. Like, he'll pop on the show every once in a while and just kind of yap about this past season and looking ahead to the future. You know, I asked him about the freshman class that he had this year, where all these guys got playing time kind of early, and then some other guys got playing time later on in the season, and they all kind of contributed, and they added something to the team. And that's such a great recruiting pitch that he can use when he's bringing in some high school recruits and saying, hey, if you're good enough to be on the field, we'll let you play. You're going to play right off the bat with this LSU program, and you're going to win with this LSU program. And, I mean, two of the best in the country with Derek Curiel and Cason Evans, you know, and that's not even mentioning some of the other guys that contributed for this LSU team. So, yeah, we can't say enough good things about Jay Johnson. LSU is lucky to have him. Two championships in 3 years now, and I don't think he's stopping anytime soon.
No, and he's been mighty busy. We're going to get into that after our first break when we talk to Cokie Riley about the transfers going out and also coming in. Looking at like 3 weeks from today, folks, we're going to have the Saints players reporting for training camp. We'll have the Mickey Loomis annual press conference, and then the next day they'll be on the field. So, just 3 weeks away from getting NFL action. And like Charlie mentioned last hour, at the end of this month, we have football. It's the it's preseason in the Hall of Fame game, but it is football.
Hall of Fame game on July 31st.
Well, I'll watch the first like 2-3 minutes and then tune out.
Yeah, it's like, eh, whatever. But going back real quick to LSU baseball, because we will be talking with Cookie Riley here in just a second, I'm going to make sure to ask him, in just generally speaking, Keith Law from The Athletic put out his top 100 prospects list. And I know that Cookie had a tweet about this earlier, so I'll bring it up with him as well. Cade Anderson, the left-handed ace from LSU, number 3 on the top 100 prospects ranking.
Wow,
and
okay.
If you'd ask Jay Johnson, Jay very much unanimously would say the Washington Nationals, who hold the number 1 overall pick in this draft, don't make the mistake. Take Cade Anderson, number 1 overall. Take the MLB-ready guy that's going to be almost, I don't want to say on the similar trajectory of Paul Skenes getting called up very quickly, but he's not going to have a long stay in the minors. I think that Cade Anderson is really, really special. Looking forward to his professional career and seeing if he is, in fact, that number 1 overall pick basically 12 days from now, Steve.
Yeah, and one thing I'm curious, too, is some of the players that who's going to stick around from this team?
Yes.
Like an Ethan Fry.
Right.
A Zach Cowan.
Chris Stanfield is a question mark as well.
We expect exactly.
Him probably to be selected and sign a pro contract and move on to the MLB.
Who did you say? Stanfield?
Stanfield. Yeah, and we'll just see what happens there because – and I think Jay's expecting
it
too.
I'm not sure with him just because I'm just not sold on the bat.
When we were talking with Jay, Mike and I, last Thursday, he had said that Derek Curiel is going to be the center fielder for LSU next year. And Derek Curiel is going to be a draft eligible sophomore, so he's only going to be able to spend 2 years with the Tigers program. The next season, he's going to be the center fielder, full-time center fielder for LSU. So it's going to be interesting to see what ends up happening there. Some of these players are going to sign these contracts and move on to the professionals. Others may potentially come back. So I think we were surprised when Jared Jones didn't go in the draft last year.
Yeah, we'll see
he's going to go obviously this year, but there might be a couple players that we're expecting to go that could surprise us as well. So looking forward to talking with Koki about Cade Anderson and if he's going to be the number 1 overall pick come the draft in about a week and a half. And then also maybe some potential surprises for LSU fans that if they don't get selected, they could either, as far as high school recruits, make it to campus or return to LSU after winning the national championship in 2025.
Well, we know those Nationals know about taking LSU players with Dylan Cruz in the fold over there. But, you know, I know he's had a rough go getting acclimated to MLB life.
What's his numbers right now, Steve? I know that he's had injury issues as well early on.
Yeah, I'm seeing that currently. I don't even know he's on the 10-day injured list, but batting .196 on the season. 7 home runs, 15 ribbies.
Yeah, and we'll see. I mean, it's still early on in his career. I think Dylan Cruz is a fantastic player. He should be fine. And speaking of the recruiting pitches that we had mentioned with, like, freshmen telling, hey, if you're good enough to play, you'll play right off the bat. The recruiting pitch, if Cade Anderson goes number 1 overall and you have 2 number 1 overall picks in a 3-year span with Paul Skenes and Cade Anderson, even if he goes, like, number 2, because Dylan Cruz went number 2, like, they're not just getting these guys and developing them early on. They're getting these guys to the pros and getting them pretty hefty pro contracts as well. So it's definitely a great spot that LSU baseball's program's in. I'm looking forward to talking with Cookie Riley here in just a second and just kind of breaking it all down, looking to the future as well, some of the transfer portal signings that they've already made this offseason, and also looking ahead to the MLB draft, which starts, once again, on July 13th.
You know, looking at the draft that Skenes went 1, Cruz went 2, I remember us having the discussion, you know, who do you take number 1? And I was definitely leaning towards the argument of saying I want the guy that's the everyday player instead of the pitcher.
No, I'm just right there with you. But Skenes has just proven to be so
special.
That's
why I'm not an MLB scout.
He's proven to be so special. And if only he was on a better organization where we could be talking about this kid potentially pitching in October in postseason baseball.
Well, you got to feel like it's eventually going to happen, but sadly these younger early years for him seem to be kind of wasted away in Pittsburgh.
But is it going to happen in Pittsburgh?
Like his future?
No. Like, is he going to ever play postseason baseball in Pittsburgh?
I it's hard to believe that's going to happen. I can't
just
even think
where
of the last
they are right now.
When's the last time the Pirates made the postseason?
I want to say it was like 2013, 2012.
Right, exactly.
It's been over a decade. It was when Gerrit Cole was there and they made the wild card. I remember that much. Because I'm a baseball nerd. But it was like, I think 12, 13 years ago at this point. And they just have never been good since then. And Paul Skenes, like we joke that he's like the Lamborghini in front of the trailer home in Pittsburgh. And Pittsburgh, you know, you hate to see him wasting these fantastic seasons he's been putting up. And you look at these numbers, you're just like, how the heck does this guy have a losing record? Oh, it's just because the Pirates stink. Ugh, sad.
We're going to get into more of our LSU baseball talk. Cokie Riley from The Advocate and Times-Picayune joining us next year on Sports Talk. Stay tuned right after the break on WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Our supercomputer, Charlie Long, did check out the MLB records, and it was the Pittsburgh Pirates making the postseason. When was it last again now, Charlie?
So the last time they made the postseason was the NL wild card in 2015. What I was thinking of, the last time they actually scored a run in the postseason was 2013.
Oh, wow.
They made the postseason as a wild card team in 2014 and 2015, got blanked both times by the Giants in 2014 and the Cubs in 2015. So ever since then, it's been a decade-long drought for the Pittsburgh Pirates, and despite the excellence of Paul Skeens, I don't anticipate that ending anytime soon.
Our LSU baseball chat continues. Happy to welcome in now Cokie Riley, writes for the Times-Picayune, also NOLA.com. Thanks so much for joining us, Cokie. I know you've been heck of a lot busy coming from Omaha right back into things, and boom, the transfer portal is open, and Jay Johnson has been very, very busy and seems to have a certain like for left-handed pitchers.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, as you said, there's pretty much no off season in college baseball now. So we move on to, the madness that is the transfer portal after the national championship. And yeah, I mean, LSU is really getting on the left-handers, and that shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. Given that really there's only one left-hander who's locked in for next year, and that's Cooper Williams. Because you're losing Kade Anderson, DJ Primo and Connor Ware are both draft eligible. My guess is Ware goes and Primo comes back, but we'll still see about how that's going to work out. And so when you have those, and the fact that they just didn't have a lot of left-handers in general on last year's team, one of the few weaknesses I had is that they just didn't have a ton of different options there from the left side, unlike in 2024 where they had like 10 left-handers. This year's team, it looks like they've really gone to the portal to sort of fix that. And It's still a question as to how many of the freshmen they're going to get back who are lefties. Briggs McKenzie is a pretty talented incoming freshman who has a chance of getting picked in the first couple rounds of the draft, so they may not be able to scoop him up. But we'll see. But with these transfers, just specifically, Danny Lockenmeyer is a lefty from North Dakota State. They added Santiago Garcia, who is a lefty and also a teammate of Monster Milam's at Las Cruces, New Mexico. He's from Oregon, another high strikeout guy. And then they had Ryland Smart, who redshirted this past year at Tennessee. He didn't pitch at all. Part had to do with an injury, but he was a pretty talented freshman coming out of that class. That 2024 class. It's three left-handers. All of them have pretty good stuff. They all have pretty good stuff. High strikeout rates. Even if there might be some risk for walks as well. Adding lefties, that was going to be priority for them this offseason. So it isn't that much of a surprise that they've added three guys already.
You know, Cookie, before we get into some of the, you know, positional players that they've added in the portal as well, I want to get your thoughts on Lockenmeyer, because I had heard and read that LSU beat out Arkansas for his services, and the numbers really, really jump off the page for a freshman, a 2.37 ERA, 38 innings pitch, only 25 hits allowed, 56 strikeouts in those 38 innings, and 9 saves as a freshman. So a key bullpen piece for this North Dakota State team. Just want to get your thoughts on Lockenmeyer, because he was highly coveted by Arkansas. LSU ends up beating him out to get his services. And we talked with Glenn West about this the other day, the writer for Go247 Sports, and he said they are very, very excited to have landed Lockenmeyer and have beaten out Arkansas for his services.
Yeah. He's a pretty interesting guy because just wasn't very highly. This past year was just his freshman year. It wasn't super highly recruited guy. But when you look at his strikeout rate again, you can tell that he has the stuff to play in this league. And that's usually priority number one if they're adding a guy from a smaller league, is it obvious that you have the talent to play at this level? And with the pitchers, a lot of it comes down to their strikeout rates and their stuff. Like even it, like the ERA just doesn't matter as much. But if you have, you know, like a really nasty breaking ball or a fastball that you can run up into the upper 90s. That's the sort of talent that you need to pitch in this league. And I feel like Lockenmeyer seems like he has those sort of tools for them.
Two guys in Seth Dardar and Braden Simpson. What do you know about these two guys?
Yeah, with Braden Simpson and Seth Dardar, they're both infielders. I think Dardar is probably going to be more of the first base DH type, just given his body type and just his experience as more of a right side of the infield kind of guy. He has some experience playing second base, but again, I think they're going to go to a different direction when it comes to what they're going to do at second. And then at third, with Simpson, I think he's probably going to be the third baseman because that's where he played the majority of the time last year at High Point. Both guys have power. Dardar at 13 this past season, including one off Cade Anderson. Simpson hit 23, that's a guy who kind of steadily got better over the course of his time at High Point. They're both pretty quick additions. Simpson was a grad transfer because he graduated after 3 years at High Point. So these are veteran pieces who give them a little bit of power, give them a little bit of versatility on the infield. And I think they're sort of the old heads that they like to add. They like to add one or two of these guys a year, it seems like. And I feel like they're going to be pretty, you know, solid. So I look at a Dardar addition sort of like Cade Beloso. I think this is his fifth or sixth year in college this season. And then with Simpson, he seems like he's going to be kind of a rock for this team in one sense or another.
You know, Cookie, before we get into the MLB draft, I just want to ask you, I think we've talked with you about this as well, that with LSU's very, very talented group of freshmen that are going to be returning for the 2026 season for their sophomore campaigns, you know, LSU can kind of afford to be, quote unquote, selective in the portal and just target the top guys that they need to fill specific holes. So I just want to get your thoughts on what holes before the draft that you think that they still have to fill on this roster for the 2026 team.
Yeah, I think they still need a second baseman. I mean, Tanner Reeves could fill into the spot technically right now, like if they didn't do anything and they just, I guess they could get away with Reeves or some combination of Reeves and freshman at second. But I think my guess is that they'll try to get somebody to fill in that spot. It's the only obvious spot in the roster that I see at the moment. And everything else is kind of a question mark depending on the draft, you know. Maybe they'll add someone who could slide in and start like the way they added Anthony Iason last season, despite having a bunch of depth already coming back. But again, like even that's going to depend on the draft. Like what's Zach Cowell going to do? And I think, you know, the draft hinges on every roster, right? Like the swing of what the roster is going to look like really comes down to what happens in the draft. But I feel like that's just so especially true with this team because you have Cowan, you have Ethan Frye, you have Chris Stanfield. This is a lot of different guys who are kind of on the fence. And then that's really going to affect things. And now, then when you add in sort of the house settlement, and this confusion over, you know, who's grandfathered in to next year's team, and can stand the team, even if they're over 34 guys or not, that gets really confusing. And I'll know how clear the rules are on that right now. So, I think given all that confusion, I just really feel like, it's going to be a pretty hectic July 13th and 14th, and we can sort of get into the freshmen in a moment here, but they also sort of add a totally new wrinkle to this because, again, it's a lot of infielders, it's a few outfielders, and it's a lot of pitchers. So I know that sounds like every position, but they don't have a lot of like first base types. So I guess that kind of makes for like that, you know, that corner infield spot kind of interesting for them next season. And again, like there's a lot going on with this team right now. And I feel like in terms of needs, second base for sure. You could argue first base depending on what happens with Frye and what they want to do with him. So that there's kind of a like a fusion to that. Do they want to play in the outfield? Can they play him in the outfield? All that sort of stuff. So we'll see.
You brought up with Frye, Stanfield, and Cowan. Any idea kind of which way those guys are leaning?
It's really tough to tell. I think just given the way Cowan pitches and his stuff and what Major League Baseball wants to see in a guy, I don't see a world. I have trouble seeing a world where he's picked in the first like three or four rounds. But if he wants to take sixth or seventh round money, then he'll go. Right. It's just a matter of it's going to come down to the kid because I feel like I have a decent idea and we all have a decent idea of what these guys are worth. I know like Ethan Frye definitely has fans in Major League Baseball. I feel like, you know, he made ESPN's top 150 list. I talked to a scout who liked him a lot. But the question is though, like, is he willing to take like fourth or fifth round money because he didn't play any defense this year, or does he want to come back to school, play some defense, prove that he can play the field a little bit? And yeah, like, you won't have any leverage coming out as a senior, but at the same time, he'll have a chance to win another national championship, and he'll also have a chance to kind of raise his ceiling as a prospect by showing what he can do with the gloves. So, these are the sort of, again, a lot of it's just going to come down to the kid and what they want and what they think they're worth. And, again, that's all, it's going to be very, very interesting to see how all that sort of shakes out.
Cookie, staying with the MLB draft just about a week and a half away. You know, I've heard different sites that have different rankings. I know that you had posted Keith Law's ranking of the top 100 prospects ahead of the draft, and Cade Anderson coming in at number 3. And we talked with Jay Johnson last Thursday. I know the media talked with him after the, you know, national championship victory, And he said that the Washington Nationals don't make a mistake, take Cade Anderson number one overall, and give LSU their second number one overall pick in a 3-year stretch. But do you think there's a legitimate possibility that Cade does in fact go number one overall? I've seen some sites that have him as the number one overall pick. I've seen others that have Ethan Holliday, son of Matt Holliday, and brother of Jackson Holliday as the number one overall pick. Just wanted to kind of get your projection ahead of the draft about a week and a half away.
It's going to be really interesting because if you look at the Nationals organization, they don't have a ton of pitching. But at the same time, Holliday seems like a decent bet for them because they also like going for like the high ceiling prodigy guy, right? Think of a Bryce Harper. But I don't know, like they, like it all comes down to the organization and what their preference is when they go into a slot like that. But like the Nationals aren't afraid to go over slot. They're not afraid to, they're not afraid to pick the guy who they think can rise up the major leagues. They're very much like a talent based organization. They think we're going to pick the best guy sort of situation. And they also have a history with Boris clients. So I don't really know how that translates to Cade specifically. But if they want to be a better team, if they want to be good in 2027 or 2020, even 2026, or be better in 2026, Anderson actually makes a ton of sense because out of all the top guys in the draft, he's probably the one who's going to make the major leagues the fastest. So I think if that's what their plan is and they want to be good soon, I could definitely see them picking Anderson because if Anderson doesn't go there, I could definitely see the Angels picking because the Angels, they don't waste a lot of time with their guys at the minor leagues. Like if Anderson isn't on the major league roster in 26, if he gets picked by the Angels at 2, I'd be pretty stunned. Because they love to rush guys up to the major leagues right now. And if you want a major league ready guy, Anderson's your guy. And it's going to kind of come down to what the Nationals want in their prospect. Do they want the high ceiling high school hitter who, yeah, he might take some extra time to get up there, but he could be an absolute superstar. I think Ethan Holliday's kind of the guy if you want that. Or do they want to be good soon? And right away, it's not right away. And I think Cade Anderson's kind of their answer there. Or do they want a combination of both? And that might be Liam Doyle. So I think it's going to be really interesting to see what they do with number one overall.
And then the second part of the LSU double-headed monster at the starting pitching position, obviously Cade Anderson we just discussed. Anthony Ianson, Keith Law's ranking had him number 38 on that list. And just your thoughts on Anthony Ianson and his potential as a pro. You know, he could potentially be a borderline first-round pick in this upcoming draft.
Yeah, there's a chance that he sneaks into a competitive balance pick. I could see him being competitive balance A pick or early second round. He's a really good athlete. He's got multiple good breaking pitches. He has really good control of his stuff. He might need a little bit more, you know, life and juice in the fastball. I think that's kind of one of the main question marks with him when it comes to evaluators. Other than that, there's not a whole ton of questions with him. He's fairly polished. He improved throughout the season. So I'm really curious to see what team sort of takes him and what team really likes, you know, to sort of implement him into their pitching models. I think there's definitely a chance he can go in the first round, late in the first round.
Cokie Riley with the Times-Picayune Advocate and NOLA.com. Always appreciate your time, man. I know Jay Johnson's been keeping you busy, so thanks for taking a little break and joining us, man.
Awesome. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Cokie.
Cokie Riley there. You can follow his work. Like I said, NOLA.com is the place to go. Looking at some of the rumors out there in the Twitter sphere we'll talk about after the break, seeing some potential Pelicans that teams have interested in, also maybe that Joe Dumars not done out there trying to make a few moves. We've heard a little bit of rumblings about that. We'll see what happens. We'll talk about it after the break. So stay tuned right here on WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. We know you can't listen to this show, entire show, all the time live, so WWO makes it easy for you when you want and how you want. You can listen to Sports Talk and all our time-shifted podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Checking out the good old Twitter sphere, the NBA rumor mill that's still churning out. Brett Siegel, a national NBA writer and reporter for Clutch Points, just put out there about 20 minutes ago, the Lakers have had talks with the Phoenix Suns about a Nick Richardson trade. L.A. was a team listed by having interest in Richards. Team has also called about potential Yves Missi and Robert Williams III trades with the Pelicans and Portland Trailblazers. Well, I can imagine that's an interesting phone call for Joe Dumars to feel, but I find it kind of hard that you think you'd be going and willing to wheel and deal one of your rising young bigs in the NBA right now.
No. Joe, hang up the phone. There is nothing, and I mean nothing,
that the Lakers could
give you that would be worth moving on from Yves Missi. We just talked with multiple NBA reporters, including obviously Joel Myers and then also Will Guillory in the last hour. This is your starting center for next year.
Exactly.
Don't give the Lakers help. The Lakers put themselves in this position where they don't have a starting center. Congratulations, fellas. You got Jackson Hayes. How did that work out for you? He was unplayable in the postseason. J.J. Redick, who didn't have a big man to go up against Rudy Gobert, still couldn't throw Jackson Hayes out there because he stunk so bad. And now they're going to try and get the rising young talent and Yves Missi for what? What do they even have to trade?
Also, Charlie, seeing NBA insider Scoop B., he doesn't think the Pelicans are done yet. A wing and a veteran guard are on the way, sources say.
Now, I did see that much, and we'll see what happens there. But Steve, when you're talking about the core pieces of this team and the building blocks of the future, obviously the two rookie picks with the two lottery picks that they at least made, obviously you have Micah Peavy as well, but Derek Queen, Jeremiah Thiers, those are the two that your new front office has invested a lot of capital into. And then you have the stars that are already there with Trey Murphy, with Herb Jones, with Yves Missi. And you can argue about the Zion Williamson thing as well. But Missi's part of that conversation for the Pelicans' future.
Absolutely.
He just started playing basketball a few years ago.
when everybody was busy knocking the Pels last year for taking them.
Yeah, ridiculous rise from, you know, having not played basketball for most of his youth into being a really stellar athletic big man at Baylor, but that was seen as raw, into being just into the starting lineup for the Pelicans, who desperately needed big man help. And Misi was a quality rotational player for them in his rookie campaign, and he's only expected to get better. Why would, I mean, no.
No, two names that of all the ones that have been mentioned throughout, you know, teams showing interest in, I could see possibly an Alvarado, Jose Alvarado,
sure,
or a Jordan Hawkins being moved for another piece.
And listen, if you can get a ridiculous package for him, similar to the Desmond Bane deal, Trey Murphy, I mean, like, you could talk me into that. You can't talk me into sending Eve Misi to the Lakers, because there's nothing the Lakers could give you in return that would be worth that, because Misi is one of the core members of this young team that's been building their front court up from the ground up. I just wouldn't see it. I can't see it, Steve.
What do you think about the trade rumors or speculation that maybe the Lakers decide to move on and trade LeBron James? That find it hard to
think
they could get
buzz.
But I just think that I don't think they can get a haul back that they want for him.
The issue is that he opted into his deal.
Yeah.
So it's like $52 million,
exactly,
and you have to be able to match that in trades. So it's, you have to find a team that has the salary to match with LeBron James as well. We'll see what ends up happening. From the buzz that I've been reading, it's very possible that he's not going to be on the Lakers. It's just a matter of finding the right spot for him to potentially compete for a championship and a team that's going to be willing to send out some pieces, because you're going to have to match that really big salary that he opted into.
That's the big problem for me, is those pieces that you have to give up in return for him.
I
mean, him moving on and chasing a championship somewhere else doesn't surprise me, but it's the return that the Lakers are going to need him in return.
If I'm Joe Dumars, I am hanging up the phone if Rob Pelinka comes calling about Eve Misi. I'm just not doing it. Sorry. Figure out your center issues yourself.
I'm all about Misi, and also I'm not taking calls on Herb Jones either. I'm sorry.
It's same thing with, like, Herb. If you can get a ridiculous overpay for him, you can listen to it. And I love Herb Jones. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing that the Lakers could give you. They've depleted their assets. They have nothing to trade for Eve Misi or Herb Jones. Sorry. It's just the situation that they're in.
Well, we believe in the power of being everywhere. Listen to WWL anytime, anywhere on the free Odyssey app. Tune in. And now on the iHeartRadio app. Get the shows you love and the local content you crave on Odyssey. Tune in and the iHeartRadio app. Taking a break here on Sports Talk. We'll wrap things up when we get back from the break on WWL. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to today's show. I want to remind you, tomorrow, with me, Mike Dettillier, Charlie Long, the first practice of Saints training camp 3 weeks away. We'll talk to NFL Fox sideline reporter Jennifer Hale, also Times-Picayune and NOLA.com columnist Jeff Duncan. Plus, we'll go through the latest moves in free agency in the NBA, along with what Jay Johnson's cooking up for LSU baseball in the transfer portal. That's tomorrow, 4 to 8 here on Sports Talk. Have a great night, everyone. Talk to you then.
Joe, don't give up Eve Misi.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.